This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Jordan has tried to build support among wary Arab countries for a post-war future for Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken walked into a bustling hall in Amman as he prepared to join a meeting of Arab foreign ministers to discuss ways to stop the war between Hamas and Israel. After the meeting, Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, told reporters,
"The whole region is sinking in a sea of hatred that will define generations to come."
The Jordanian and Egyptian foreign ministers urged an immediate ceasefire to stop the growing death toll in Gaza. Blinken, however, took the position that that would be counterproductive, saying,
"A ceasefire now would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th.
Blinken made clear the furthest he would go was supporting a humanitarian pause. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Representative Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress, has accused President Joe Biden of supporting a genocide against Palestinians and warned of repercussions in next year's election.
"Mr. President, the American people are not with you on this one. We will remember in 2024.
In a video posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, late on Friday, the Democratic congresswoman from the northern state of Michigan repeated her calls for Biden to back a ceasefire in the almost month-long Israel-Hamas conflict. Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators demanding an immediate halt to Israel's bombardment of Gaza marched on Saturday in Paris, Berlin, and other